guys, this is Razzle Dazzle, a podcast about video games and pop culture, with emphasis on the video games.
All right, it's Razzle Dazzle time. I'm your host, Jared.
And I'm Avalon.
And that's our sound guy, Joe.
Hello, hello.
Well, before we get into this, I just want to say that Patrick is away on vacation right now. So we have lovely Avalon to join us.
Hi.
To replace him for a little bit.
It's me.
And I do want to say sorry about my voice or our voices. We did have an event last night. There were a lot of yelling.
And a lot of singing.
That is true.
Just for one of us.
Yeah.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you guys a question right now. What have you guys been reading lately?
I've been looking into some Spider-Man comics.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what about you?
Howard Stern books. But I also like Spider-Man comics.
Cool. Just so happens that today we'll be talking about Spider-Man, our favorite web-slinger.
Mm-hmm.
Are your spidey senses tingling?
I hope so. Shoot. All right. So just to get into it, you know, I thought that was a nice little segue to what we're talking about. Spider-Man, Marvel Comics, first released in 1962 under the title of Amazing Fantasy
Number 15.
Yes, sir. You're right. You got me.
By Stan Lee and Steve Ditko, I believe. Not Jack Kirby.
Steve Ditko.
Ditko.
Yeah, okay. You're good. You're good, man. So, I just want to start off with, what is your favorite part about the comics, you know? Spidey is one of the most beloved characters in comic book history, if not the most, next to Superman and Batman, you know? And Spider-Man is just so well-loved I'd say relatable in so many ways.
I think my favorite part about the Spidey comics is Spider-Man's always been my favorite childhood hero because I feel like he's just so relatable.
Yes.
He's just this down-to-earth dude who slings webs from his hands, goes to school by day, fights crime by night.
Right.
It's pretty interesting, you know?
You see, that's one thing I love about Spider-Man, or Peter Parker as well, of course. You know, 616 Spider-Man, Peter Parker is what we're talking about specifically. He balances so much that most people don't even know how to begin to fathom what he does. He has two, maybe three entirely separate lives. Going to school when he's a kid, he already has his powers. He is already challenging or battling supervillains, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to keep all that a secret for however long he did from Aunt May. I don't know if it's still a secret to Aunt May in the comics currently.
Here's where I get kind of confused.
Right.
Because there are multiple Spider-Man universes.
Yes.
There's different Aunt Mays. There's different Spider-Men.
Yep.
So I think that in some alternate universes, she knows, and in others, she doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking specifically 616 universe.
The main
one. You know, I have no idea.
What you gotta know with comics is that they reboot a lot.
Yes.
And if a story could just have her know, and it could not line up with the whole storyline that was based, and they could just erase your memory or some silly, ridiculous stuff like that. Most of the time, she doesn't know, but sometimes she does.
Right, okay.
The majority of the time, she does not know.
I remember this like little story arc where she like finds out or she knows, and I believe Morbius or one vampire character, like, use that to his advantage to like get back at Spider-Man for something, and then Spider-Man, to save Aunt May, had to make a really tough decision to I think it's relating to no longer being with MJ or something like that.
That was the most very controversial Spider-Man arc ever.
Really?
One More Day is what it was called.
One More Day.
And it was like Mephisto.
There you go. Mephisto.
Satan. He's pretty much Marvel Satan.
Essentially.
The guy that gave Ghost Rider's powers is like, I can bring Aunt May back to life.
Yeah.
But your marriage with MJ is going to be no more.
Dude, that's...
And Peter made the wrong choice of saving Aunt May.
Well, you said wrong choice.
Yes.
Why do you think it's a wrong choice?
Because after so many years of the back and forth between Pete and MJ, just to have it all thrown away in one, story arc.
Here's the thing, though. It's kind of like that psychological thing. It's like the trolley bus. You know that one theory where it's like, would you rather save a loved one that's in front of a trolley bus, or all the people that are on the trolley bus from getting into an accident. It's kind of like that. I think that when it comes to MJ, yes, they have their history, but Aunt May, that's family. So, like, I think that is probably a really hard thing.
Also, it should be noted that Aunt May at the time, she was like 80. She was like horribly old and ugly.
So ugly.
It wasn't going to be that much of a life.
Oof. That was a big oof for me, dude. You know.
Not like hot Aunt May in this new Spider-Man movies.
Well, speaking of the movies.
You make a good point, though. She's old. She's going to die anyways.
Aunt May is, I think, a great plot device, I think. Do I want to say plot device? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Does Peter have any other family alive other than Aunt May at this point?
Uncle Ben.
Uncle alive. Ben's dead,
though. I know. That's literally the only family he has.
So that's kind of understandable in a way. If that's like his last family member.
I remember reading about his parents, Peter's parents, and they're like spies or something.
Yeah.
For S.H.I.E.L.D. And that's how they die, like in a plane crash or something like that. You know? I thought that was pretty cool. Nice little tidbit or nice little bit of information, some clarity on his background.
Yeah.
You know? And I wonder in the MCU, currently we have Homecoming and Far From Home. I wonder what else we're going to see with Peter's family in these next movies. You know? Because all we have is, of course, Aunt May and Uncle Ben's suitcase. That's it. That's all we have.
Tony Stark served as
a father figure.
Yeah. As the Uncle Ben.
Oh, okay.
We're probably not going to see anything from Uncle Ben other than just little Easter eggs.
Yeah. But okay.
I am a little curious, though. Like, are they going to be continuing the Tom Holland Spider-Man movie franchise? Because there was this controversy with Sony cutting ties with Disney, and then didn't Tom Holland actually fight to bring back Spider-Man?
Yeah, he sent like a tweet, and then everything went
viral. A-okay.
He did more than that.
Oh,
he
really?
Went down to the CEO of Sony and Marvel and basically said make up.
Oh, okay.
And now Disney has full reign over the Spider-Man movies.
And I absolutely love that. I think Tom Holland, in my opinion, is the best Spider-Man and Peter Parker. Hot take.
I mean, he's so much like his character. With great power comes great responsibility. And he had that power.
Yes.
To go to Sony and Disney.
Oh, wow.
And reunite them.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that being said, I used to have a very unpopular opinion. So out of the cinematic Spider-Men, there's Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. And then there's the recent Into the Spider-Verse, which was absolutely amazing.
Phenomenal.
Great movie.
But
the sequel is coming out in 2022, by the way.
I'm so excited.
Dude, I'm so hyped.
Ooh.
I used to really like Andrew Garfield. And a lot of people don't agree with that.
Okay.
But hear me out.
Okay.
I feel like Tom Holland, he looks the part. I mean, he looks his age. He has a very young-looking face, and he has that personality.
He has a baby face.
Yeah.
Which,
what were you going to
say? Everyone has a crush on that man.
You're not wrong.
True.
You're not wrong.
Are we talking about Holland or Garfield?
Yes.
Garfcoon.
The three Spider-Men are very different.
100%.
Andrew Garfield's more of a kind of a darker Spider-Man.
Really? I thought
that's
he was like very witty.
He was. All Spider-Men are, and they should be. But his take was a more darker, and like people died in his movies a lot.
Yeah, Gwen.
And and the Sam Raimi trilogy with Tobey Maguire, he was like a moral center. He was the beacon of hope for the city.
Okay.
You know that shot when they're all like touching his chest?
Right.
Spider-Man 2, I believe.
In the train.
That was powerful.
Right.
Something that I would want to make a comparison to, and this is for my Doctor Who fans out there, Tom Holland is kind of like the Matt Smith of this universe, Dr. 11, whereas Andrew Garfield is more Dr. 10, because like, he has like that serious side to him, which I appreciate. Like, it brings like a darker twist to Spider-Man. Granted, though, he's too cool to get bullied. Getting bullied?
That was the
main complaint. Yep.
He's tall.
Gorgeous.
He's handsome. He's like, he wasn't like his opening scene. He like skateboarded to school or something.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, That's too cool.
There's no way that he would be getting bullied. He'd probably be, like, the most popular guy in school.
You think so?
Not that popularity exists, listeners, because it doesn't.
I think Tobey Maguire is a good good Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. I think Andrew Garfield's a great Spider-Man, and I think Tom Holland's a great in-between, like, for both.
I agree.
Characters, you know?
I mean, Tobey Maguire, he's just so awkward.
Which is why he's a great Peter Parker, in my opinion. I don't think him as an actor, period, I don't think he's that great of an actor, in my opinion. You know? But that kind of helped out with him playing as Peter Parker because he's just, you know, just he has one standard face, like a RBF, you know, throughout all the films, I think.
Maguire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And with those movies, I think it started out okay. Mm-hmm. Like the first one is my favorite out of those three, and it just went downhill with the other two.
Really?
That's how I feel.
Pizza time.
I mean, I love the bit, but with him, you know, being all emo and stuff, it's weird. Like, I kind of get it because, you know, Venom and whatever. It was evil Spider-Man.
Awkward middle school phase that just came late.
He's not even in middle school.
I know. He's in, like, college at this point.
He's already working, you know?
Tobey Maguire walked so Tom Holland could run.
You're right.
Facts.
And speaking
at the time, those were the best superhero movies.
Oh, of course, at the time.
They're so important to the superhero movies.
They were supposed to be a tie-in with the X-Men films and Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, but that didn't happen, of course.
Yeah.
Which we now know. And with Tom Holland, he will be reprising the role of Spider-Man, of course, in Spider-Man Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure on Avengers Campus that's coming to Disney, California, that attraction or whatever. So that I think that's pretty cool. Another Spider-Man ride. The Spider-Man ride in Universal, amazing.
So sick.
I can go on that like over and over again. Mm-hmm. I got a little story about that too. I remember on the day Stan Lee died, RIP, they let the Spider-Man ride stay open for like another hour, and my parents and I rode it like until it finally closes or finally closed. And I actually got to see multiple cameos, all the cameos in fact, of Stan Lee in that ride, because he shows up more than once, and it's just so much fun. And you know, it was like a bittersweet moment.
Wait,
you know
what parts did he show up? I never saw him in the ride.
Well, the first part is when he like drives a garbage truck into a dumpster or something.
Oh, that's
when you're making
cool.
A turn. It's yeah, and there's even like an Iron Man ramp. Anyways, yeah.
That's a good story, man.
Yeah, man. It's bittersweet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I see that.
Bittersweet. And Stan Lee, did an amazing job creating this character everybody loves. Mm-hmm. By the way, Madam Raz's homework. Let us know what your favorite spider person is, you know, because mine. Definitely Silk. You know, Cindy Moon, she has a intense or complicated relationship with Peter Parker, and I just love her character, you know.
Okay.
I feel like this is so hard for me because I feel like
there's so many Miles, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Mine is Miles.
Wait, why mine is Miles?
Well, because he has all the morals. He's powerful. He has all the abilities, and he's kind of like the newer era.
Yes, that is so true. He's like the next generation of Spider-Man in multiple ways. He has just about all the same powers and more with invisibility and the zap-zaps, you know, which is super cool. And Into the Spider-Verse captured Miles' character extremely well, think, you know? He also has this like weird little nerdy thing going on alongside Peter Parker. You know, he gets to meet Peter Parker. Sadly, Peter dies, you know? But, you know, spoilers, but it's been out for who knows how long. They did an amazing job with that movie. And the whole different art design with the movie, making it look like an actual comic book on screen.
That was great.
Super cool, super unique. I think Sony copyrighted that technology. And I cut you guys off about your favorite Spider-Man.
Oh, no worries. I think that my favorite Spider-Man as of right now, I can't say Miles Morales now, but it probably would be Tom Holland because it is like more original to the comics. As I said before, Andrew Garfield's great, just too cool. Tobey Maguire, I don't know why. Like, maybe it's because he looks like he's just way too old to be playing that role.
Right.
That's my personal opinion. Looks like a 30-year-old in high school.
I get it. Yeah, you're right. Isn't that like a fact though? Wasn't he like 30?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay. He was older.
I mean, they're all way older though. Okay, I have some food for thought for the both of you.
Well, I was going to get into my game because you said that everybody loves Spider-Man, and that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, get into it.
This is called They Did What to Spidey? What? In which I will say what a certain Spider-Man villain did to Spider-Man, and you have to guess which villain did that to him.
Bet.
So, for this practice round, this villain stole Peter Parker's body and then took on the mantle of Spider-Man himself.
Doc Ock.
There you go. As Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, man.
Which was a good story arc.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
It tied into the, oh man. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Next one?
Yeah.
This one's going to be harder. This villain recreated androids that look like Peter Parker's parents and destroyed them in front of him so he could relive the trauma.
That's harsh. I don't know, though.
Harry?
Yes. Harry Osborn is Green Goblin.
Hell yeah.
With help from Red Skull. But that's...
That's intense.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, next one. This one's going to be kind of harder. This villain shoots Spider-Man, thinks he kills him, buries him alive for 2 weeks, and then takes on the role of Spider-Man himself as a more violent hero.
Mm. Do you get hints?
He might be in the next Spider-Man movie.
Oh, my God.
Played by Jason Momoa.
I'm not a loyal fan. I don't know any of this.
I give up.
Sheesh. I don't know.
It is Kraven the Hunter.
Oh.
Who's all about killing Spider-Man. That's like his whole deal.
I forgot about him.
All right, last one. Gwen Stacy cheats on Peter Parker and has an affair with this villain who ends up impregnating her with twins.
Ned? Or, I'm sorry, Hobgoblin?
You are incorrect.
Incorrect.
I don't...
Eddie?
No, sir.
Eddie Brock? No?
Nope.
Damn.
No idea.
Yeah.
Norman Osborn, the Green Goblin.
Oh.
Not Harry.
Oh,
Norman.
My God, that's disgusting.
Yep. That was a very controversial story arc. Because they take Spider-Man in a lot of directions. Not all of them good. Like the Clone Saga.
Right. Oh, man, that was so much fun.
I do not want to get angry and talk about that.
I wish you would have said Green Goblin now. I thought it, but I was too scared to say it. I thought I'd be wrong.
Damn.
That's it. I hope you guys enjoyed that one.
I liked it. Yeah, that's some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Spider-Man does not have a good life.
No, he doesn't. That's...
Okay.
That kind of relates to us in school in some ways, you know?
Facts. Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Or Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Gwen Stacy.
Okay.
Gwen Stacy.
You're asking which one we prefer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I prefer Mary Jane.
Well, like Spider-Gwen or just normal Gwen Stacy?
Yeah, right.
Okay, we'll bring Spider Gwen into this.
I love Spider Gwen.
Okay, then Spider Gwen.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
I mean,
she's too cool.
She's so cool, but like.
She's a rock star, literally.
Gwen Stacy, like, I don't know. Except for, like, that one scenario that you just put out there. I always took her as being, like, just very, like, polite and kind. But, like, at the same time, like, I feel like Mary Jane, she can defend herself.
Yeah,
she's a strong woman.
She's kick butt.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And this is my unpopular opinion, but I think Gwen Stacy is a Betty character when she's dead.
Ooh. Oh.
Because she provides that push for Spider-Man.
You're so right.
True.
Like Uncle Ben again.
You're so right. There's, if I remember correctly, every Valentine's Day or something, Peter goes into like the same bridge she died on, like leaves a flower, like every single year.
That sounds about right.
You know? I remember reading something about that. And about Mary Jane, I'm pretty sure... In one comic or so, or one arc, she, like, becomes a spider person or, like, helps out somehow with, like, their daughter or something, you know? Which is super cool and, like, spider family and stuff like that, you know? Well, that's all the time we have today, guys. I hope you like this, you know? It's a nice little change, you know? If you want to see more, if you want to talk to us more, to answer these Madam Razz's homeworks, follow us on Instagram at Razzle Dazzle Show. And please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts and all that good stuff. Let us know what you think of this episode somewhere on the internet. and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye, guys.